second part of Ring Rest Radio, the best second part of wrestling show in the world. Brandon, Gavin, Mikey, are you excited to be back?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Let's hit fantasy standings, please.
You're really bad at that.
I'm so
I knew it was coming. That's why I didn't say anything.
It's always wrong. It's always way off.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fantasy standings. Currently in last place with negative 55 is Dante. Don't drink and draft, kids.
I just was told on Total Divas that's okay.
That's drink and drive.
Oh. That's drink and drive. Totally different. Drink and draft, unacceptable.
Cops
drinking
draft
beer draft. Is acceptable, though. In eighth place with 0 points is Angel. In seventh at 2.5 is Alex. In sixth
Stop for a second. Let me say something. This is a really good draft, I think, I think this shows the IQ of all of us because we only have one person in negatives right now.
What are you saying about Dante?
I'm saying that Dante got a rough draft. That was a rough draft. He'll admit, 37 liquor drinks into it. He was having a rough draft. Okay, we watched his roller coaster. That intervention went south. We saw that.
It's all because of Stardust.
It was. It was all because of Awful, and we understand that. But
he just release Stardust?
But with that said,
when we did waivers,
we all did a very good job this time. So kudos, or WWE's Even Stevens booking just equals us all out.
It's probably true.
Yeah, it's probably real. Go ahead.
Okay, in sixth place with 10 points is our boy Ryan.
Yeah, yikes.
The man. Yikes. Good effort. In fifth place is me, 52.5. In fourth place is the guy I'm going to be catching soon, probably, funny enough, with 65,
yep.
Johnny.
Yeah, that's me. It's getting late early for me.
And I told you, probably should have drafted more people that would, you know, wrestle. In third place at 92.5 is Joe. In second at 95, Noah. And in first, AJ fucking Styles over here, BG, with 122.5.
I don't like it.
AJ fucking Styles, boys.
He's going to win this thing.
He's going to win with AJ Styles, and he talked to AJ recently. He's just like, this man crush is going so out of control at this point.
Guys,
I don't think there's anything that can stop it.
I might have to retire after this.
Yeah, you're just going to stop doing it?
First of all, if I win from the last spot, you guys got to give me some props.
No, I won't. You got lucky. You got lucky.
No, that's fair.
I don't give anybody else any props, so I wouldn't do it.
I don't know, guys. AJ fucking Styles in WWE. I dropped all points to get him.
I hate it. I hate you.
I'm
so
upset.
Yeah.
I wasn't worse.
Yeah. I'm not, because I have pride
it's
in myself.
All part of the game plan.
I tried, just couldn't do it.
Nah. Well, that's the story of your life, right? Coming up short.
Well, I'm probably going to lose. So
yikes. I'm just kidding.
Rude.
I'm sure you're way...
Somehow bigger. I'm going to lose this.
I'm sure you don't have a
micro penis. I'm not Hitler over here, okay?
Yeah, I'm sure you don't have a micro penis. I'm positive of that.
Thanks. Well, I don't know. You'd be positive. Now I'm worried.
Okay, well,
now I'm worried.
Hey-o.
Hello. Hello.
Checking for cameras.
Don't.
Wow. Let's move on to emails, guys.
No.
Now let's dwell on this for a while.
Yeah. Okay, emails, guys. It's time. ringrestradio@yahoo.com. That's how you get a hold of us. We're obviously drunk on the show. It's not even that long of a show. We're still just drunk. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
For any normal show, it's a long show.
Yeah, for real. Most people are like, God, that show is an hour long? My God. We're like, we're only going four. We're only going four. I go all night. Go, Mike Chiari, just please start. I don't even have anything left to say. I'm just completely wasted on the show.
This is from Alex Kung Fu Panda III. Kung Fu Panda 3.
It's EC3's uncle, Kung Fu Panda III.
I didn't even know Kung Fu Panda 2 was a thing. And I knew 3 was a thing because Kevin Owens tweeted that he went to see it with his son. So,
aww, yeah. That's a good dad.
He is a great dad.
I'm going to be a good dad, too. I'm going to be a lot like Kevin Owens.
Yeah, we'll see.
As in that people, when they see me walk through the mall, they'll be like, who's this fat guy?
Is that freaking Yokozuna? The subject is Shane O'Mac is back. That salutations, rocks. Ring Rust boys. I was so pleasantly surprised to see the return of Shane O'Mac to the WWE. I always thought he was underrated talent, granted the fact that he isn't an actual in-ring worker. He's been involved in so many entertaining matches over the years. What are each of your favorite Shane O'Mac matches ever? I'm not asking what do you think is the best quality match, but rather, what were you most entertained by? For me, I've always enjoyed Shane vs. Vince at WrestleMania 17 with the whole McMahon story and injected into the entire match. Thanks as always for the endless hours of content that make me proud to be a Patreon. Your friend, Alex Panda Pandolfi. Thanks, Panda. Okay, well, I actually agree that Shane versus Vince was the most entertaining match at WrestleMania 17. It was a friggin' awesome brawl, not just for, like, that two guys that aren't full-time wrestlers, but just for anybody. It would have been an amazing brawl. But in the interest of being different, I'll throw Shane versus Kurt Angle from King of the Ring 2001 out there. Shane got his ass kicked for a large portion of that match, thrown into the glass, thrown through the glass, and I think that match right there is like the perfect example of why Shane against Undertaker at Hell in a Cell is going to be a friggin' awesome match at WrestleMania.
Okay, I like how you really went off the board with his like biggest moment. Thanks a lot for that. BG?
So me saying the most enjoyable match was...
BG?
That's
so
weird.
Oh, I'm about to get yelled at. My three favorite matches from Shane is against Kurt Angle, King of the Ring 2001, against Vince McMahon, WrestleMania 17, and then the six-man tag match from King of the Ring 2000 when he teamed with Triple H and Vince against The Rock, Undertaker, and Kane. It was for the title. For some reason, just growing up, I love that match.
Oh, well, you really went off the board there.
Excuse me, why do you sound so ignorant? I said it in a polite that way that had a point behind it. You were just blindly
ignorant.
That's
right. Ignorance equals Donnie.
See, you're wrong. So Shane McMahon versus Randy Orton in 2009, No Way Out. And Shane McMahon versus Shawn Michaels, Saturday Night Main Event, 2006.
Is that when they brought in a ladder?
The former or the ladder? Ha! Do you get it?
Do you get it?
I get it. I just want an answer.
Which one are we talking about? Shawn Michaels or the other one?
He doesn't know. He didn't watch them.
Shawn Michaels.
Watch them both today. Shawn Michaels did have a ladder, yes. And
yeah, that match was... That was a really good match.
Yeah, it was an awesome match. It went like
Shane doesn't really have
20
bad
minutes,
matches.
Dude.
Yeah. I don't remember the Orton one. I don't think I was watching it at that time.
I definitely wasn't watching.
2009. No Way Out.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
I don't know. Do some research, maybe. I don't know.
That sounds horrible.
Believe me, it wasn't. It was... Okay, so it was...
I don't really want to know.
No, Orton...
I didn't ask.
No, Randy Orton...
I really didn't know. I don't know.
Vince McMahon in the head.
Don't spoil it. I don't know.
Don't spoil it. What do you mean don't spoil it? It happened 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
Wow, that's...
Wait,
that's
no,
impressive.
2009. Sorry. The
Next
other
email.
The other one's 2006. Shut up. Go ahead.
Next email comes from Chad, the Bruce Pritchard. Subject is sorry, BG. Dear Ring Rusters, but especially BG, I'm so sorry about the accidental Lucha spoiler last week. I felt so bad I also went on the wiki and spoiled it for myself, too.
That's commitment.
All right, let me stop right here. This is not your fault, Chad. This is my fault, and wiki's fault primarily. So I'm sorry that you had to then go spoil it for yourself. That's a bad idea. Anyways, living in Australia with a 12-hour time difference, recording Raw and pay-per-views is hard to not get spoiled. Some of the biggest spoilers I've suffered is... Seth cashing in, Rock beating Cena, and Shane McMahon returning last week. What's some of the biggest spoilers you guys have suffered? Again, sorry, BG.
Ring Rust.
Once again, I said thank you for your sympathy. The biggest spoiler for me, it's definitely the Lucha spoiler, because I used to avoid spoilers at all costs when I was growing up for SmackDown. I used to watch SmackDown. And it just only recently, over the past 2 years, where I just didn't give a fuck about it. I would read spoilers. Because
you
what
don't
happened.
Care, because it's not worth
it. I don't care. I stopped caring all about SmackDown. And to be honest, sometimes by the time we get to Thursday, or back then it was Friday when I really read
Thursday.
It, I don't even remember what the fuck's happening.
That's true.
And so the Lucha one is just, I've tried so hard to avoid Lucha, especially because I really like Lucha. I look forward to it. And so to know a big thing just really hurts.
I don't know. I can't rebut that. You're in pain, and I'm sorry for that. You know what you get?
So I figure, I assume I know what yours is.
Well, you know what? You hold on. You know what you get this week from Lucha, though? You're going to get a ladder match between Phoenix and King Cuerno.
Spoilers.
Very.
No, it's not a spoiler.
It's not a spoiler at all. But you know what? If you don't think that's enough, Mikey, do you know what else is happening next week on the show?
No, don't tell me.
It's not a spoiler. It says it online.
Yeah, that's kind of a spoiler. Like,
no,
spoilers
they,
are
like,
online.
They announced it.
They announced it.
No, they announced on their Twitter feed, like, what another match is.
Yeah.
What, Puma and...
Pentagon. On the same
they
damn
set
card.
On the show.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they said it on the show, because they were talking about that.
What, that they said on the show?
He went to put her in
the
armbar.
Yeah, Katrina's like, yeah, you're going to face him next week, but you shouldn't touch me.
About that.
Yeah. Adui. Go ahead, and you want mine, or we'll go to Mike Chiari first?
Biggest spoilers, anytime WCW was being dicks at the start of Nitro.
Yes, I wrote that. I said during the Attitude Era when fucking WCW, because we would watch WCW and we would tape WWF. So when they did that fucking Mick Foley bullshit, that really spoiled me.
I would start watching Nitro because it came on earlier and then go to WWF, but they were to Raw, and then they always said spoiled it, though.
They were dickheads, dude.
They were.
They were
dickheads. Also, like, a more recent one, though, like, NXT does it all the time, but I don't really try to actively avoid spoilers. But one I was trying to avoid was Finn Balor beating Kevin Owens for the NXT title at Beast in the East. So I ended up seeing that, like, on Twitter.
I watched it live.
Yeah, I didn't watch it live because it was 3 in the morning or whatever. Oh, no,
I ended up watching like
morning,
the next day.
I watched it at 7 in the morning. I remember as soon as waking up, I woke up early as I could accept.
Yeah.
And you know what? My only one that I can think of recently that I was truly spoiled on that really made me mad, because I'm used to being spoiled now. That's just part of being a wrestling fan.
The Lucha one.
It's the Lucha. It's Melt spoiling last year's Lucha stuff for me.
It was Alv, right?
What a jerk.
It was the both of them. And Alv said something.
They're all at
Mel
fault.
Said something. Yeah, they were all at fault. I was not spoil warned. And I dropped my water, then I dropped the phone, and I'm fucking I'm cursing and shit as I'm running down the street. I was so mad, dude. Because I'm running downhill. The big man, your momentum's taking you. I'm trying to stop. I'm like, flop, 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 trying to stop. Motherfucker. So mad. Fucking Melts, dude. Okay, it's my turn for an email?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yay. Oh, this is from Josh. Don't call me Adam. No, seriously, don't ever fucking call me Adam Wells.
Wow.
Who gave him this nickname? Was it you or did he give it to himself?
I did it.
You did this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's overboard, man. Jesus Christ, you're a monster, dude. No.
You dick?
Yeah, nice. Dick. Thank you. Favorite mid-card jobber, Mike Chiari. Hey, Disciples of Ring Rust.
Rust.
Play on DOD, not DOA. Thank goodness. with last week's months. Last week's.
Last week's slash, months.
Whatever. What am I supposed to say? I don't know how to read. Now so the Godfather is going into the Hall of Fame. You tried to give me a short one, and it doesn't even matter.
I know. Backward, totally. Why?
And with the discussion following that, I was interested in hearing who your favorite mid-carder of all time were. Mid-carders of all time were. Mine is Goldust. Tons of memorable promos and moments with solid in-ring efforts. And WrestleMania 12, he was awesome. And I guess now, Tyler Breeze. Sad face emoji. Josh, Adam Wells.
That's not it.
Okay. Go ahead, Mikey, you go first.
I did my favorite all-time and current. All-time Bam Bam Bigelow. Guy was a beast. He was an actual insane athlete. Should have been a top heel, probably could have won the world title in WWF, but the best he got was jobbing to LT at WrestleMania. And current is obviously The Miz. Incredible on the mic, amazing character, one of the few heels who knows how to get actual heel heat.
Yikes.
Just the best.
Yikes. BG?
Awesome.
Val Venus, always a big fan of his work. Thought it was really good on in the ring and on the mic especially. And Sting.
Wow, that doesn't make sense at all. Ooh. He's not a mid-carder at all. It's weird.
It seems like
a
jobber in
WWE.
Yeah, because WWE's full of spiteful dicks. So, yikes, you're pretty ignorant. Yikes.
Spikes on dicks?
That seems painful. I have Lance Storm, Perry Saturn, La Parca, and one that's a little borderline, but I'll give it to myself because I love myself, Rick Rude. Should have been more of a main eventer, kind of was at that level for a little while, but he should have been a mainstay at the main event level.
He was in WCW for a little while.
A little while, but still, he wasn't there long enough for me to consider him a top guy. He just did too much mid-car work. Well, whatever, man. Listen, I just, every time I hear, every time we talk about him now, all I think is Stone Cold. God damn, Rick Rude, I didn't know you fucking felt that way.
Great
so
story.
Funny, dude. Okay, Mikey.
This one is from Vicken Futsal God Dom Balagian. Subject, I'm biased. Are you? Hey, y'all. Close combat wrestling, martial arts, football, and boxing are most beautiful to me. Drawing your opponent in as close as possible to create smooth transitions. I'll always be biased toward Daniel Bryan, Shinsuke Nakamura, Cesaro, Angelico, Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks, Melina.
Melina? Yeah. One of these things is not like the other. Don't.
That's what I said.
Don't. We can't all be this.
Guys, this is the one time we've all agreed.
That Melina does not belong on that
list. I thought it was like a riddle.
I think we all figured out. It is. You know what? He got it.
It's a rib. Who have applied their exceptional narrow strength, flexibility, and technique to achieve this?
Okay, but he's definitely not talking about Melina, dude.
I would. He likes the splits. That's pretty much what this comes down to, which I could respect.
That's where flexibility comes in. Got him.
Pretty good.
I would appreciate hearing your individual biases, if you have any, towards certain wrestling styles. Thanks for being too good to be called content. Or
content.
Too bad to be called content, maybe. I say that. Vic and Futsal God Damalajian from Bethesda, Maryland. I wouldn't say like I have a bias toward like a particular style, like lucha or like strong style or whatever you want to say. But what I am biased toward is really good storytelling, like something like The Art of Working a Limb, which is something that we talked
something
about.
Something that Eddie the Revival has mastered, agreed?
No, it's something we talked about with Eddie against Brock, No Way Out 2004. That was awesome how they were able to do that. And also, like, the art of being a true heel, like cheating, like, grabbing the ropes, grabbing the tights, using weapons, foreign objects, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's something that's kind of like a lost art in wrestling now. And that's why I love going back and watching older wrestling a lot of the time, because pretty much every heel did that type of thing. And now when a guy does it, like Kevin Owens or something, he cheats, like rakes the eyes to win or something like that, we go insane because it's just something we don't see anymore. So there needs to be more of that kind of storytelling in wrestling today. I think that's one of the big reasons why, you know, a lot of the time the storytelling just isn't as good as it used to be.
BG?
So I just kind of took this as guys that I really enjoyed their work and how they did things in the ring. And first guy that popped to my head for some reason was Rob Van Dam. Like the way he would sell, like he would take a DVD and just spike himself, or look like he would spike himself into the mat. And the way he would take just power bombs and sell his own moves, and just the reckless nature of his work. But at the same time, he was very safe for the most part. For some reason, Rob Van Dam came to mind. Also a big fan of Triple H, the way he can tell a story in the ring, the intensity, and just really being able to get under your skin, telling a great story. So those two guys came to mind.
First point to your saying that Rob Van Dam is safe. Yeah, while he may not have seriously injured anybody, we've spoken to several people on this show who've told us he beats the fuck out of you in a match.
I meant for him. Himself.
Okay, well, that's fair, because he has remained relatively healthy.
He takes good care of himself.
He does, yeah. But he fucking... We talked to Jerry Lynn, and Jerry Lynn said he busted me the fuck up hard way all the time. He was rough. And a lot of people have said the same thing. He's fucking rough in the ring.
Yeah, but besides, like, his knee injury, I don't really recall him having
He had a groin in ECW at some point. I assume he's always had a groin, but it was injured at some point in ECW. But he was injured at some point.
Got removed.
I remember that. Because he was out for it. Because remember, it was, he did have the knee, remember, but he lost the TV title because he was injured, yeah, too. That was
I just remember
knee.
He was on crutches for a good long while.
Yeah.
In ECW.
Oh, no, because that's the second time. So he was injured, that's why they took the TV title away in ECW. Then in WWE he was injured, that's when they started up ECW and he wasn't ready to go.
Right.
So he's had at least two.
And then the old pot suspension. That was an injury, though.
And it was... That was
that RVD. Injured my heart.
Let's blame Sabu, because I will.
I will gladly blame Sabu.
It's a bad influence.
They took away all RVD's gold that one night in Philadelphia.
It's all because of Sabu.
It's hard. I'm sad right now. Hold on a minute. Okay, I'm all right. I love indie guys. So when my guys that I support it on the indie level make it to WWE, I'm biased towards them. I really, really like them. I have a vested interest in them. Mm. I want to see them succeed. I have effort behind what? What's wrong with that?
It's not the question at all.
That's he asked me wrestling bias. That's my bias. I'm biased.
I feel like I am the only one that answered.
Okay, you can say whatever you want. I don't give a shit. I'm answering I'm interpreting the question and answering it how I feel. He asked me what I'm biased toward. I love indie guys. I'm more lenient with them when they make mistakes. I favor them. The guys like Kevin Owens and Dean Ambrose, all these guys who are succeeding now, it's good to see them do that because I saw them when they were younger not doing that.
It's fucking stupid.
I don't know. How is that? Please stop.
Ahead,
how is that stupid?
You know what? I'm taking control of
no,
my
how is
emails.
That, how is that stupid? Go ahead, BG. How is that stupid?
Because someone comes from the indies.
And I trust him. I know how good they are. When Kevin Owens came to the WWE, I trusted him because he's fucking great.
But that's not the same thing. You're just saying because he comes, anyone can come from the indies and you're all about them then.
I'm saying
that's what you said.
There's a ton of people come from, hold on.
If Roman Reigns comes up or John Cena or Brock Lesnar comes up with an indie background and all of a sudden you don't like them because they didn't come from the indies, that's fucking stupid.
No, that's not what I fucking said.
Exactly what you said.
Okay, well, then you're misinterpreting what I said because every square is
a rectangle, but not every rectangle is a square.
Guys I like on the independent scene who come to the WWE, I trust them because I know they're good. Not everybody who comes to the independent scene to WWE is good, and not everybody I like in the independent scene comes to WWE, but the guys like Kevin Owens and the guys who I do trust, they're like, oh, they're really good. When they get there, they're going to do a good thing. I have a vested interest in them. The guys like Neville, so when they get buried, I'm like, fuck, why is he getting buried? I'm sorry, BG. I'm sorry that I don't discover all the guys when they get into NXT like you and Hulk Hogan. I'm sorry.
I'm glad you apologized.
But for the most part, you do.
I don't. That's ridiculous, dude. You guys are the ones come to me. I'm the one with all the indie knowledge. Get the fuck out of here.
I never do that at all.
All the time you do. You're welcome.
Literally never. Can't remember one instance.
Well, then if that's the truth, in your warped mind, then that's sad for you, Bozo. Gotta say.
Wow.
Next email? Is it BG?
Next email comes from Sexton the Edge Hardcastle.
Oh, I'm so glad you got this.
Yeah. Subject, perfect 10. Hey, Ring Rose.
Ring Rose.
Jerk. All
right, Donnie. I'm biased towards you being a fucking asshole. I'm a big fan of the show. Donnie is a funny dude. Might not know much about wrestling, but is a good guy. LOL.
No, he's not. Yeah, LOL.
That's why the LOL was there. BG is the man, and Kiari knows his shit, but I still want to smack him sometimes.
Come at me, bro. Do it.
But all in all, the show is through the roof. Bingo. So for that, thank you. I couldn't find where to email you, so I'm messaging you. LOL.
This is an email.
That
was when you sent it to ringersradio@yahoo.com. You're emailing us.
I was wondering if you could talk about Ty Dillinger. I hear great things from other wrestlers, and he is a good worker, but his gimmick is a little weird. The pink flamboyance and perfect 10 smile thing throws me off. Where'd he come from, and do you ever see him moving to the main roster? Thanks a lot for your time. Hope to hear from you soon. Ring Rust?
Okay. First off, I got like 5 things to say here. I was on mute for like a good part of that. I was like, why are they ignoring me? I yelled that too. I was like, why are you ignoring me? Give me his name first, because that's the first story, then we'll backtrack.
Matt, Mary-Kate, and Ashley Olsen.
Okay, that's
very
funny.
Very timely with Fuller House.
Perfect. Let's speak of that. My wife's name is Mary-Kate. Okay?
How is that? That's forever
timely.
This
has worked
on
all levels. I just knew.
Look at me.
Do.
My wife's best friend?
Ashley.
That's great a real name. Fucking thing, I swear to God.
Great name.
Did she just plan it out that way? Like, I need to find a best friend named Ashley?
No. They lived like right near each other and just worked on all
God
levels.
God planned it out.
Maybe. Or maybe I'm Rose's boyfriend and I'm like, no, that's not what I believe in. I don't know.
You believe in positivity.
First
instead.
Things first, I know a lot about wrestling, guy. Take it easy. You're dumb.
You haven't shown it.
Also, this came from he Facebook messaged us. I was like, just email the show. So he just literally copied and pasted. That's what this is. So, okay, now you can answer it.
And by the way, I picked this not because I want to talk about Ty Dillinger at all, but just because his name is Sexton Hardcastle for BG, you know?
Thank you.
I give back.
Prosperity.
I see TNA in Ty Dillinger's future.
It's fair. That is fair.
Don didn't even hear it because he stepped away.
Oh, I heard it. I fucking ignored you.
He's dropping the friggin' ball here.
I'm sure.
I'm go ahead.
Well, he asked where he came from. He's Stan. We did mention this last
week.
He's Stan. Shawn Michaels kicked him. I think that like he's decent in the ring. His gimmick's somewhat over with the NXT crowd, but everything that anybody does, essentially, unless they're like Elias Samson, is over with the NXT crowd, so I don't really put much stock in that. I just don't see it ever translating to the main roster. I don't see him ever making it to the main roster, especially because he's like 35 years old now. So I think the best thing for him be like a gatekeeper type guy on the NXT roster, you know, wrestle some of the up and coming guys. And then maybe if he's interested into it, he could be like a guy who transitions into a trainer's role at the Performance Center.
Because he's really good. Guys like Kevin Owens have all vouched for him as a really talented performer. So, okay, listen, if you're not great as a character, if this isn't going to work, be a trainer. If you still love it so much, do something. If you're dedicated to the craft, be great at it.
If you love it so much, why don't you marry it?
I don't think you can in Florida. Oh. Not at Full Sail.
We'll work on that.
We'll work on that. Call your representative. Next, is that it? Or BJ, did you go? What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's buried him.
He's going to be in TNA at some point.
Oh, okay. I didn't write anything here. I didn't write a damn thing. Here's the truth about Ty Dillinger. I like him. He's got a good look. He's got he's really good in the ring. People advocate him. They tell me he's really, really great.
Stan.
I haven't seen much as far as a character goes because they haven't given him much. Give him a chance. In NXT, that's where you guys get chances. So give him a run. You can have him go against a champion for a holdover feud in between takeover events. If people like it, then maybe you give him a push later on. If not, then you don't give him anything. That's where you try
don't
things.
Don't give him anything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're ignorant. That's why. Okay. Did you say words or are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
From Sam.
Well, you were gone. I was talking.
From Sam Martino Reynolds. Do you get it?
Do you get it?
I do.
Bruno Sammartino. Are you kidding me?
Do you get it?
No.
Do I get it? I wrote it, so I know I get it.
I can't believe you would write this with your history with this guy. Hey, subject cruiserweights.
Best friend.
Yeah, he hates you. Hey, the ring. You hate him. Hey, the Ring Rust Revival. That's us, guys. We're the Revival. I'm clinking beer cans, a.k.a. my titles with you. Now, after the announcement of the Cruiserweight tournament, I was thinking about some of the independent names it would be great to see in the tournament. Who would you most like to see in the tourney, assuming you could get anyone regardless of contracts? I did not do that. I tried to stay within contract parameters.
I didn't.
Okay, because that's ignorant, so that's unrealistic.
Like, how is it ignorant when he said you don't have to...
Because it's not realistic, so you have to answer what the question should
have been.
Not
every email has to be realistic.
Okay, well, I'm going to... I say realistic. You're welcome. And Donnie, please don't say Rockstar Spud. Why? That's as unrealistic as saying Ricochet. Keep up the hours of entertainment. Ring Rust! Sam Reynolds, Manchester. So you obviously answered it incorrectly, so I will handle first correctly. Ibushi is your number one. Hands down, need that. And then they have that, there's a Twitter account that's been very credible as of late. I did not know.
And Nohito.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Nohito.
Okay, now you're being ignorant. They said that Ibushi is interested, and they said that Nakamura recommended him, so fingers crossed. Some other names. Zack Sabre Jr., Timothy Thatcher, Will Ospreay, as much as BG hates this, Mandrews, Speedball Mike Bailey, Tommy End. I don't know what ACH's deal is, but he does indie shows all the time, so maybe ACH could do it. Not sure. AR Fox and TJ Perkins. Those are some names that I think could be
Manic?
Involved. Manic, but just TJ Perkins.
Oh.
You go ahead. If you know so much, go ahead.
I'll say actual exciting ones because I didn't worry about contracts because that's what the email said. How about Killshot? How about Angelico? Prince Puma? Phoenix? Jack Evans? Bobby Fish? Kota Ibushi? And DJ Z? And Masquerita Sagrada.
Wow, so unlikely.
Masquerita Sagrada. He's not a fat midget.
Wow.
He's the anti-Donnie.
Wow, dude, little person. Sorry again to all little people. We continue to offend week after week with this nonsense. I apologize.
Well, no, Hornswoggle said, like, that's
BG?
Fine.
No, he didn't, and it's not fine
yes,
for
he
you.
Did.
Okay,
he
it's
did.
Not fine for you to say that.
He
BG.
Said it's fine.
He didn't. He didn't. Did you interview him? Did he say that to you?
Not to me, but I saw him say it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. BG?
Prince Puma and Angelico are the two that I have here.
Wow, so none of you guys answered. I like how you say I didn't answer it excitingly when a lot of my guys are realistic and some of the most talented independent wrestlers in the fucking world
right
now.
Like, this wasn't about answering it realistically.
Oh my god, but these are some of the names that are going to be there that are exciting. A lot of the names I said are
exciting. Oh, you have a scoop?
You're just completely ignorant to... I know, the top independent names are going to be considered for the show. That's what Triple H said in the press.
Scoops, go!
What?
This is what it is.
Exactly. You're ignorant to the situation. I don't
know. You just broke news, apparently.
I didn't. I fucking listened to what Triple H said. I listened to what Triple H said. What did I say? What did I say, BG?
You said these are the guys that are going
to
be there.
No, these are the guys who are going to be in contention.
That's not what you said.
Yeah, these are the top independent names.
Get real.
I'll slap the taste out your mouth, boy.
No, you won't. You won't even come close.
Get out of here,
dude.
Your
arms too short to box with God,
Your
bitch.
Arms are too short, period. You're like a T-Rex, dude. You're like You're like fucking 5'4 with your 3-foot long arms, dude. I'll fucking smack you around, dude.
5'4 with 3-foot long arms. I think I got reach then.
That is pretty good, awesome. Actually. I don't do math quick, but that didn't work good for me. Yikes. Okay, next email, please.
This is from Angel, the Lucha Ladies Man, Mesa. Subject: Batman vs. Superman, Captain America vs. Iron Man, and Donnie is already crying, I'm sure.
I don't know why now, because I'm not a comic book guy?
Because, yeah, you pretend like you're too cool for that. Hi, Ringers Radio. Throughout wrestling history, there have been few rivalries where it is face versus face or heel versus heel. So using a wrestler's persona or momentum when they were presented during that time, put them in a match of face versus face or heel versus heel from any promotion for you, Donnie. So that's good for you. For example, heel Shawn Michaels from DX 97 to 98 versus current heel Brock Lesnar, or face 2014 Shield versus face 98 DX. Provide at least three. Bring Rust.
Bring Rust. Well, he's so bossy.
Bring Rust.
I'll tell you what. Angel's bossy. I'll be honest.
Yeah, he is bossy in his emails, but we love him.
Yeah, I'd love him, but come on.
P.S. Sorry, BG, that you had some of Lucha spoiled for you. I understand how it feels, because at Ultima Lucha 2, they had posters of all the matches that are going to take place. So I know the end feuds with no backstory. That's horrible. Stay strong, sir. Ring Rust!
Ring Rust!
There was another thing on here, too, Donnie. You took it out or something.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Send Angel his proper business cards.
I did. That's not for the show, goofus.
Jerk. No, it was. It was in there.
You suck at life so hard. Please go.
Okay. I did three of each per the order. Face
Ooh,
versus face.
Ooh, yikes, I didn't.
I know. Face versus face, late 80s, early 90s Hulk Hogan against late 2000s John Cena. Mid 90s Bret Hart against 2014 Daniel Bryan. And 98 Stone Cold versus 98 Goldberg.
Wow, okay, BG.
Stone Cold versus CM Punk in their faces. Kurt Angle versus Bret Hart. And Edge versus AJ Styles.
I just wanted to note before I announce mine that we have two of them this year, with Shane O'Mac going to be face, Undertaker's going to be a face-ish person, and Brock right now is face-ish. He's not that heel. I think he's not that heel. He's still kind of...
Yeah, he's definitely playing heel right now, for sure.
He may be playing a heel, but his character is essentially a face. He may be attacking Dean Ambrose, but Dean Ambrose is asking for it.
His character is just Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, but that's kind of face-ish.
He's heel,
face-ish.
For sure.
Okay, well, it's whatever. You're ignorant, and you're wrong. And we also have heel versus heel this year on WrestleMania 2.
Triple H versus Roman Reigns.
That's face versus heel.
My face would be Macho Man. We'll go not a year. I don't know. 89?
What years was he wrestling
89?
In?
No. I'm trying to think of his best year, one of his best years. He's got a bunch of them. I'll say 88, 89, somewhere in there. And then I'll go with Stone Cold Steve Austin, 98. That's my one. It's the only one.
Okay. Heel versus heel. I've got early 90s Rick Rude against early 90s Mr. Perfect. And they were actually friends in real life, so that would have been pretty awesome. 92 Jake the Snake against 1996 Raven. Somebody booked that amazing match on a card.
Go ahead.
79%. And then I'd have mid to late 80s Rowdy Piper against 1999 Rock. The promos.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I would have rather Jericho versus Piper, but I mean, that's just me.
You're wrong.
And only 21%.
Ric Flair against Kevin Owens, heel versus heel. Ric Flair, I don't know, you could say 88, 89 for him too, and you can do fucking Kevin Owens some right now. Because I love what Kevin Owens is as a quintessential heel, and I think that a lot of that is what Ric Flair would do, and I think the two of them would be amazing. So, there you go. Next email. What'd you say?
I'm done.
I thought BG had another one.
Well, Edge and AJ were heels for me.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Didn't make that clear. All right, next email comes from Connor, the Crusher Klein. Subject, top three face performances in defeat.
I'm not sure how I feel about this nickname.
Why? It's nice.
Crusher was amazing.
Okay, it's an homage. Okay,
that's it. Inspirational.
That's all.
Not everything's a joke.
I wanted to hear what your fucking reaction was going to be, too, because if you tried to go down a fucking a comedy route with this, I would have came to Buffalo and bitch.
Why would it be a comedy route?
Mike Chiari handled it with class. You're Mike Chiari. I'm sorry, you're a classy individual. I'm sure you wear tuxedos to things, and you're very...
Just right now I am.
You're very sophisticated, so I'm very excited for you. So go ahead.
Long-time listener, first-time emailer, watching Dean Ambrose in his current role as basically the top babyface. Sorry, Chiari and BG. He's more over the reins. Let's stop right here.
This narrative, again. Where did it come from?
There's nothing to be sorry about. We like Ambrose a lot more than Reigns. We've always said that. It's never changed.
It doesn't seem like that. It seems like you guys are jumping off the bandwagon
defend Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Yeah, this is what it is. Okay. We don't have to defend Dean Ambrose because we all love Dean Ambrose.
And he's booked like shit.
Yeah, exactly. I see. Okay, go ahead. Please go ahead with the lies.
Going off WWE booking the past couple of years, they don't usually book their current full-time talent to go over a part-timer, example CM Punk the last 2 years. I get the feeling Dean will lose, but get the he gave it his all, typical babyface rub. Regardless of the outcome, I think that match will steal the show. But to my question, whether your top three performances from a babyface wrestler who ultimately lost the match, mine are Shawn Michaels, Survivor Series 2003, Team Austin versus Team Bischoff, CM Punk versus Brock Lesnar, SummerSlam 2013, and Kurt Angle against Stone Cold Steve Austin from SummerSlam 2001. P.S. Donnie, you can ignore the rules and name some WCW, but at least do one WWF WWE.
Okay, I literally followed that rule because he gave me enough of a wild parameter. That last one I followed.
Also, I feel like it's because you couldn't think of another WCW one.
No, I have, hold on, where am I? I have two WCW ones. Oh, no, I have a WCW, an ECW, and a WWE. I gave a whole wide thing here.
Ring Rust.
So I honestly agree with Kurt against Stone Cold, SummerSlam 2001. I was rooting very hard for Kurt Angle. I was very pissed when you lost. As well as CM Punk versus Brock Lesnar. That came to mind when reading the email. I wanted Brock Lesnar to win, but CM Punk, that was an amazing performance. For a third, Jeff Hardy against The Undertaker in 2002. Their ladder match from Raw.
Okay. So someone's knocking on your door.
Yep.
Mike Chiari?
I've got Bret Hart in his loss to Owen at WrestleMania 10, one of my favorite matches of all time. Shawn Michaels against The Undertaker, you could say either WrestleMania 25 or 26. I personally liked WrestleMania 26 match a little bit better, so I'd say that one. And then Cactus Jack, his loss to Triple H at Royal Rumble 2000.
That's a good one.
Awesome.
Both of them. And
he looked great. Yep.
So we'll start with my ECW one. And I didn't answer this question how he did it. I just did it guys who look strong and lost face or heel. It didn't really matter. So I just did guys who look strong and a loss.
Why is this like, why do you have to do this to these people?
So Raven lost to Terry Funk at the first Barely Legal, but Raven looked really good still. Terry Funk put everybody over. This was huge for ECW. It was the first pay-per-view. Who, Raven?
Yeah.
Yeah. I said I ignored that parameter. Listen, I follow the rules. The rule says, Donnie, you ignore the rules and
no,
name
you didn't.
Some WCW.
Actually, the whole purpose of the email you completely ignored.
We actually totally did not follow the rules at all.
So Terry Funk versus Ric Flair, Clash of the Champions 9. Terry Funk lost that match, but he still put in a great effort. It made him a star even more than he was at that moment. So that was awesome. And Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 12.
All right, just read your other email.
Wait, you don't think those are good? You don't think that is good?
Well, I think the last one was good. Definitely, I almost put that on there. You could have put like 50 Bret Hart losses on a list, honestly.
That's true. Like his losses in WCW.
Let's not talk about that.
From Sean the Joseph Park.
I'm sorry, Sean.
This is a really good fucking one, dude. I
would have been doing the show a disservice if I didn't do it. I was stuck in a bad situation.
Why?
So.
This is awesome.
No, I feel bad. I do.
You're a mark. Shut up. Subject is buddies. Hey, Ring Rust.
Ring Rust.
Ring Rust.
I want to know which wrestlers you would hang out with from each promotion, excluding TNA. Mike and BG don't watch, and we all know Donnie is picking EC3. That's ignorant. You better pick TNA as well. So for clarification, I mean the wrestler's character, not their actual selves. Yikes. My picks would be New Day, Johnny Mundo, Matt Sydal, The Young Bucks, Sami Zayn. Thanks for the content. Ring Rust!
Wait, Rose?
Sean, hey, Rose? Teenage Smark, Baltimore, Maryland.
Wow.
So deal with that. Mike Chiari.
How do you want to do this? Go by promotion?
Sure.
Yeah, we can do
okay, we'll do that then. WWE.
Chris Jericho likes to drink it up.
Yeah, right, but he wouldn't wear a fucking shirt. It'd be awful.
Well, you don't have to look at him.
BG?
Xavier Woods.
Brock Lesnar.
Okay, no, you wouldn't, because he'd be putting you to work, and you don't do anything.
Get the murder fuck out of here. I'd love being on that farm. Plus, if we went to the bar, we'd eat giant steaks, and then if someone fucked with me, I'd be like, Brock, this guy's fucking with me, and he would just fuck him up.
That's fair.
TNA?
No answer.
Velvet Sky.
That's fair. Mike, you're despicable for not answering.
I didn't answer. I followed the rules.
You're
again.
Fucking disgusting. Give me one. Just tell me for me. Give me one.
Well, that's say really tough.
You know what? You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Sky.
No, it's not Velvet Sky. No, you know who it is? Samuel Shaw. He said Samuel Shaw.
He's not even there anymore.
He is. Samuel Shaw. There you go.
Mike, I'm disappointed.
Why?
Sorry.
Whatever. I'm not going to say that. Ring of Honor. Mike Chiari. I fucking anybody, please. My God.
Adam Cole, baby.
Adam Cole, baby. Because
he's coolest.
The Briscoes. All they do is drink.
All they're going to do is put you to work.
No.
That's
no.
True. That is really true.
I know. You're going to have to kill chickens, dude, and it's for reals.
We're just going to drink.
And then kill chickens. Believe me. Adam Cole, baby, is my answer as well. Lucha Underground.
And Helico. It's cool. He can have a GoPro or whatever.
At the bar? You're just doing nothing. He's GoPro-ing it. He's GoPro-ing his fucking suplex through a fucking flaming table.
This one was the toughest, Tommy.
Okay.
I was torn between.
I had it right away. Not tough for me at all.
Jack Evans and Cartina.
Fine. Yeah. That's a fucking ruthless.
Both ends of the spectrum.
I wrote Pentagon Jr.
I don't see it. No way.
Yeah, no. For sure. Dude, we could go to, like I said, somebody fucks with me, Pentagon Jr. handles my business, dude.
I had to pick somebody that spoke English because I gotta carry on the conversation.
You're
with
gonna
them.
Have to.
I'm gonna have to.
You're gonna have to speak English.
I have to. I'm gonna have to.
He did that on Raw.
He did.
He's like, you're gonna have
he
to.
He listens.
You're gonna have to. You're gonna have to, Vince.
You're gonna have to. There it is.
That's a low. I gotta get low with it. Comes full circle, see? NXT.
Definitely Chad Gable.
Again, I was torn between Chad Gable and the person I end up going with, Enzo Amore.
I wrote Bailey.
She was my third, to be honest.
You want a hug. That's all it is.
She's very happy.
Fair.
I think it'd be a great time. I would take her to. I go to this place called Arnold's Family Fun Center. It's all video games and go-karts and shit. I don't think we'd have a great time. New Jersey Pro Wrestling.
Does that mean New Japan?
Oh, I'm just being informed that NJ is not for New Jersey.
Okay. I kind of cheated on this and picked the guy who's technically ROH, but he is New Japan also, Bobby Fish. He's an all-around nice guy.
He is, and deserves more than he's getting.
I know.
BG?
Tanahashi, because when we have a sleepover, he's going to make sure I don't get pinned.
That's true. He's going to kick out at one, dude.
Break it up every time.
And I would hang out with Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks because they are just the best. They are cool. They know what's hip. They know what's going on. I love them.
They know what's hip. Stuff from 1998.
Oh, that's so cute of you to think that's all they have.
You see, you laugh. You were laughing for real, and then you tried to turn around like you weren't.
I'm mocking you.
It was a lying laugh.
See, here's the thing. Again, this goes back to your lack of willingness to do research on the subject in which you speak about. It shows your complete ignorance to the subject matter, and it shows through. And the fans who understand the product, who understand wrestling, they hate you for it. So that's the end of it.
We already got to this. And anybody who wants to enjoy the Young Bucks and thinks they're great, that's fine. But I'm telling you why I don't.
Yeah, and then you try to force it on me with your ignorance. So please stay over there. Please stay over there. Thank you very much.
Nope, not like that.
Is that it? Are we done here, guys? We are out of here! I just did my Rusev thing. I shook like him. Could you hear that? Can you hear all of me shaking?
That's disgusting. Yeah, I can, actually.
I am your host with the most, Donald Wood. Find me on Twitter, @Donald_Wood. Find me on Bleacher Report, on Travel Pulse, on Forbes. Find me all over the internet. Brandon Govan, where could the Ring Rust universe find you?
@BG freaking NY3, bro.
That's a good Twitter handle. Mike Chiari, how about you?
Yeah, you all right, BG? You can find me @Mike Chiari. That's Chiari. And you can read all of my articles at bleacherreport.com.
I feel like we just, I don't know what just happened there. I'm very confused by things that are happening. Ring Rust Radio .com. That is a website. I'm positive of it. Ring Rust Radio on YouTube. That is our YouTube page. All of our interviews there. Stone Cold, Bret Hart, Paul Heyman, all the legends. They're there. Facebook us, guys. We need friends, obviously. Even BG quit on us right in the middle of the show.
No, what did you tell you? He was just there.
So be our friend. We obviously need friends. We live in this delusional world. iTunes and Stitcher, and now Google Play. If you've got a smartphone and you can get one of the iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play apps, you can now get Ring Rust Radio all up in your smartphone, all up in your ears, all up in your brain. You need that. Make that happen. At Ring Rust Radio on Twitter, ringrustradio@yahoo.com. That's how you email us, guys. Mikey, how about you tell them about the badass t-shirts they can get?
Go to prowrestlingtees.com/ringrustradio. I tell you every week, amazing shirts getting added all the time. 12 shirts on there now. We've had help so that Donnie isn't the one that's designing these t-shirts. They're incredible. As you heard before, even freaking BG bought some t-shirts. And if that's not enough to make you buy t-shirts, I don't know what else there is
okay,
to tell you. I don't.
Ruff, that's great. BG, real quick, thoughts, just a couple words. Thoughts on the t-shirts.
They're freaking awesome, bro.
Thank you. No more. Well, you know what? Patreon.com/ringrustradio. This is going over like a fart in church. Guys, Patreon.com/ringrustradio. That is how you help the show. Do you want to be part of the Brown Box special? Do you want to win this fantastic Brown Box filled with fantastic prizes? Of course you do. So you go to Patreon.com/ringrustradio. Do you want to be part of the AMA? Do you want a retro? Do you want match commentary? Do you want to vote on the draft for simply $1 a month? You get to vote on the draft that's coming up. Guys, there's so much you could do to be part of the show. Patreon.com/ringrustradio. My God. All right, you know what? Let's get the hell out of here. I can't wait anymore. We're just going to do a mystery song. We're not going to waste any time. We'll let you just enjoy it as it comes to you. Thank you so much for spending what seems like the entire week with us. God bless America, and we will see you back here next time. Rusev is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been good in the ring, but lately something's changing. Ain't hard to define. Rusev's got himself a girl, and I wanna make her mine. Lana's watching Ziggler with her eyes. She's talking to him with that accent, I just know it. And he helped her with her ankle on Raw Monday night. You know, I wish that I had Rusev's girl. I wish that I had Rusev's girl. Vince says he can't get a woman like that. Ziggler plays along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to crush. Mouse has no problem telling lies. It's mad freaking cute. Rusev wants to tell her that he loves her, but the point is probably moot. 'Cause Lana's watching Ziggler with her eyes. And she's talking to him with that accent, I just know it. And he's helping her with her ankle on Raw Monday night. You know, I wish that I had Rusev's girl. I wish that I had Rusev's girl. Vince says he can't get a woman like that, like Rusev's girl. I wish that I had Rusev's girl. Vince says he can't get a woman. Vince says he can't get a woman like that. Lana's looking at Dolph all the time, wondering why they ever bought that house. Ziggler's been funny and cool with the lines. This ain't how booking's supposed to be. Tell me, Vince says he can't get a woman like that. You know I wish that I had Rusev's girl. Wish that I had Rusev's girl. I want Rusev's girl. Vince says he can't get a woman like that. You know I wish that I had Rusev's girl. Wish that I had Rusev's girl. I want Rusev's girl.